കൃഷ്ണ ബുക്ക് കാന്റോ 5 പറക്കിയ റസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 21 സീൻ 1 ദ ഗോപീസ് റിമെമ്പർ കൃഷ്ണ. Krishna was very pleased with the atmosphere of the forest, where flowers bloomed and bees and drones hummed very jubilantly. While the birds, trees, and branches were all looking very happy, Krishna, tending the cows, accompanied by Sri Balaram and the cowherder boys, began to vibrate his transcendental flute. After hearing the vibration of the flute of Krishna, the gopis in Vrindavan remembered him and began to talk among themselves about how nicely Krishna was playing his flute. When the gopis were describing the sweet vibration of Krishna's flute, they also remembered their pastimes with him, and thus their minds became disturbed, and they were unable to describe completely the beautiful vibrations. And while discussing the transcendental vibration, the gopis remembered also how Krishna dressed, decorated with a peacock feather on his head, just like a dancing actor, and with blue flowers pushed over his ear. His garment glowed yellow gold, and Krishna was garlanded with a Vaijayanti necklace. Dressed in such an attractive way, Krishna filled up the holes of his flute with the nectar emanating from his lips. And so the gopis remembered Krishna entering the forest of Vrindavana, which is always glorified by the footprints of Krishna and his companions. Krishna and Balaram carried binding ropes on their shoulders and in their hands, just like ordinary cowherder boys. While milking the cows, the boys would bind the hind legs with a small rope. This rope almost always hung from the shoulders of the boys, and it was not absent on the shoulders of Krishna and Balaram. But in spite of Krishna and Balaram being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they played exactly like cowherder boys, and therefore everything became wonderful and attractive. While Krishna was engaged in tending the cows in the forest of Vrindavana or on Govardhan Hill, the gopis in the village were always absorbed in thinking of Krishna and discussing his different pastimes. This is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness to somehow or other remain always engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. The vivid example is always present in the behavior of the gopis. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya declared that no one can worship the Supreme Lord by any method which is better than the method of the gopis. The gopis were not born in very high Brahmana or Kshatriya families. They were born in the families of Vaishyas, and not in big mercantile communities, but in the families of cowherder men. They were not very well educated, although they heard all sorts of knowledge from the Brahmanas, who are the authorities of Vedic knowledge. The gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.